Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery has been removed from office, marking the end of a troubled one-year term that regularly made headlines. KMOX's Sean Malone was the first to speak with the sheriff's attorney to get his reaction to the removal.
Well, while we all have great respect for Judge Omer, clearly Mr. Montgomery and his entire family are very disappointed to have this type of news during to Christmas. Obviously, his children were hoping to maybe have some brief movements with him over the Christmas holiday. But in any event, the decision is in. Our view that this has to be looked at closely to see about options for appeal. The case is very, very unique. A lot of unique twists and turns in the law. And this needs to be looked at closely. And it may be best for an appellate court to chime in and give a decision that everyone can look to for future cases. I will not be advancing an appeal, but I know that there's a team of lawyers who are very interested and taking a look at this.
So just to understand correctly, because you've kind of been leading the legal defense here for the sheriff, you yourself won't be handling the appeal?
No, I will not be.
Can you elaborate on why?
My official position is attorney to the sheriff's department. Judge Omer's decision legally separated Mr. Montgomery from that position. And at this point, I do not know if Interim Sheriff Hayden will allow me to appeal. I anticipate that he will not want me involved in that, and I can definitely understand that decision. However, there are numerous competent counsel, highly competent counsel, who will be at Sheriff Montgomery's disposal on this appeal.
So it's more of a logistical reason why you wouldn't be, because now at this point it would be Hayden's call whether or not to appeal.
That, and whether or not I would be involved, definitely that would be his call.
What are your thoughts about the defense that you put up for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery? Now with hindsight being 2020, knowing the results, having a chance after a few weeks to think back on how the case went, what would you have done differently?
There isn't much. It might have been a better idea to focus more heavily on how the poor credibility of the witnesses that the state bought. None of these people are going to hold up in the criminal case at all. I think that's going to be a very, very difficult problem for the U.S. attorney is the credibility of the U.S. attorney's witnesses. When it comes to the question of does the mere fact that he is in jail prevent him or constitute a willful ouster, it's my position that since the charges on the federal level are so weak, I am highly concerned that a lot of these matters were raised simply to try to help the quo warranto. I could be very wrong on that, but it does not appear to be a strong U.S. attorney's case, which causes me to wonder about why file it in the first place. But nonetheless, it is what it is. And certainly an appeal of all this should be looked at given the unique legal nature and unique facts surrounding this case.
Now, to play devil's advocate, it doesn't look like, from my reading of the judgment, that the sheriff was removed because he's currently in federal custody with his bond revoked, that it's the count that he had Deputy Commissioner or Deputy Jail Commissioner Tammy Ross improperly detained, and that he disarmed Darryl Wilson, the former deputy for the sheriff's department. It looks like those are the two counts, not that the sheriff is currently in federal custody at this point, that got him removed. And it seems like Judge Omer wasn't buying the good faith internal affairs defense that you guys levied. Was that the appropriate defense for you guys, or do you wish you had changed that defense for the sheriff?
No, that was appropriate. I can, the judge, obviously the judge has a right to, consider the probative value of that. That's within his sound discretion. Obviously, I would disagree on the probative value of those matters because I don't see how you can get to it being willful if you sincerely believe that you're acting legally. But nonetheless, we're talking about two cases where a person's gun was held from him for a very few minutes, and you're talking about somebody else who had consented to be cuffed, even admitted that she consented in court. Consent usually takes care of that. However, these are very legal matters. That's why we have judges. And some other attorneys going to look at it, and maybe that's why we have a court of appeals. But it is what it is. Those are hard facts that cannot be erased. They actually did happen. It's what do they mean legally?
Coming up next hour, we ask Mason if he will continue to represent Montgomery in his criminal and civil trials and ask about the Board of Aldermen intervening in the naming of an interim sheriff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alfred Montgomery has been permanently removed as the sheriff of St. Louis City, ending a tumultuous 1 year in office. KMOX's Sean Malone was the first to speak with his attorney, David Mason, and asked him about his role in the sheriff's future court cases.
What kind of involvement will you have in the sheriff's legal cases that are still standing moving forward? I know there's a couple of lawsuits that have been filed against him. One of them with Tammy Ross was just settled, and the criminal case as well. Are you going to continue in other cases besides a potential appeal, be defending Sheriff Alfred Montgomery as an attorney?
I will not be participating in these other cases. The sheriff, the existing Chief Hayden, it's his authority to determine what my involvement post-appeal would be. And I do not think that he wants me to be involved directly any further. Nonetheless, there are other capable counsel who really want to be involved as well, who can jump in and handle these matters.
If you can lend your legal expertise or opinion on this matter, there has been some talk that the Board of Aldermen might want to put their own interim sheriff in ahead of the eventual special election that will be coming. Do you have any opinion or thoughts on that?
I have no reason to believe that Judge McGraw's order, because the ability to determine who has the executive authority was placed in the hands of Judge McGraw. I do not see any basis for reversing that order by the mayor or the Board of Aldermen. I think those are legal matters that also need to be hashed out. My initial legal impression is that if anyone can make any type of appointment, it will be the Governor Kehoe.
I know you don't like to disclose your communications with Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, but if you can you shed light on what it was like breaking the news to him that he has officially been removed as St. Louis City Sheriff?
I did not break the news directly to him. One of the other attorneys have.
Anything that you can shed light on how he's feeling and doing at this moment?
Having talked with him about all of this and this possibility, he's obviously quite disappointed. He worked very, very hard to become the sheriff, went through two election cycles, and really believes that his conduct was legal, but believes at worst it was conduct of not such significance that it would justify removal from office. So there's a great deal of disappointment and sadness involved. But you know, sometimes, I mean, I don't know how much more to say.
You kind of touched on it a little bit, but I want to ask more directly, and maybe Gelfand would be better to speak on this, but what kind of impact could this ruling have on the potential, criminal case, or not potential, the criminal case and the potential defense that you guys had planned to mount for him? Do you know if there's any potential changes to that plan? If, especially the detaining of Tammy Ross, your defense in this case did not work?
No, it did not work. Keep in mind that in this case, you have a single fact finder, the judge, and the burden of proof was merely preponderance. Was it more likely true than that? That's what we call the 51% burden of proof. Very, very different when you talk about proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So, yes, a lot of these things are likely, same things are likely to come up in the criminal case. You have 12 jurors, all of whom have to be unanimously convinced of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a much higher burden of proof. You know, I do not anticipate that he will be found guilty of any of of those charges.
Anything else I didn't ask you about, sir, that you think would be good for people to know?
You know, I'll just simply say that, you know, my position that there was no basis for removal remains the same. It's based upon both facts and law. And it's based upon looking at the fact that the weight of the Attorney General's evidence was very, very poor. And if the judge took it down to the act of the gun and the act of the handcuffs, obviously those are facts that are not dependent upon the witnesses that the attorney general put forth. I just simply disagree as to the legal impact of those acts.
That is KMOX's Sean Malone with City Sheriff's Attorney David Mason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.